You are listening to an Avison On The Record podcast and the first episode of our new series, Global Narratives, brought to you by the Avison Analytics team. I'm Michael Barber, and we are joined today by Jessica DiPaolo, our market analyst covering Poland. Jess, let's start with the big picture. Poland recently released its strategic defense review. I would imagine that has a lot to do with Russia this time around. What else do we need to know?
Sure. So one of the main takeaways from the strategic defense review was that Russia would remain a primary threat to Poland over the next 15 years. And a couple of examples that they cite is, you know, Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, and also Russia's growing role in, you know, Middle East conflicts. So the country has started to place an emphasis on their air force and ground force, and they believe that those two forces will kind of become, you know, the core of the armed forces and play a major role in the battlefields in the years to come. So they highlight, you know, the need for tanks, armored vehicles, and combat aircraft. The other key thing from the Strategic Defense Review was that in order to, you know, modernize the military, they would need to increase their defense budget. So their overall goal by 2030 is to increase the defense budget to reach 2.5% of their overall GDP.
Great. So that's the official MOD plan. Do you think that's realistic?
To be honest, I think that's a very ambitious plan that would basically need to double their current defense budget to reach that 2.5%. You know, Poland already hits that 2% threshold that NATO requires from its members. So I think it'd be more realistic to see, you know, Poland reaching 2.3% and maintaining that in 2030. If they were to, you know, try and reach that 2.5% defense budget, it would basically put a strain on their overall economy and other budgets as well. And they're also competing with other social priorities. And this is also assuming that Poland will continue seeing positive economic growth in the next 15 years.
Okay, so they have to prioritize some programs over others. Walk me through some of the biggest ones.
Sure. One of Poland's biggest acquisitions currently is acquiring air and missile defense system under their Wisła program. And they are looking to procure right now 8 Patriot systems from the U.S., you know, with deliveries expected to begin around 2022 now. And this is about a $7.6 billion deal. And so Poland had first mentioned or, you know, procuring Patriot systems back in 2015, beating out Israel's David Sling and MEADS as well. So you've had this, you know, large procurement of $7.6 billion, and right now it's currently a little unknown of when they're going to award it, but it looks less likely that it's going to be awarded in 2017 and more like 2018. And this is largely due because Poland would like to have an integrated battle command system incorporated on the first two systems and 360-degree radars incorporated on the remaining 6. But that would ultimately, the U.S. is just not in the position to currently deliver those by 2019. It looks more like 2022 would be when Poland would see those first deliveries. And there's also a little bit of issues with some technology transfers as well and how much the U.S. is willing to transfer over to Poland. Another program that we've seen a lot of changes with is with their helicopter programs. So this is the multi-role helicopters and the attack helicopters. So if you remember last year, you know, in fall of 2016, Poland was originally buying 50 helicopters. That was a $3.5 billion deal from Airbus, but that fell through. And so instead of procuring 50 multi-role helicopters, Poland is now looking to acquire only about 14, 8 which will go to the Special Forces, and 6 which would be an ASW variant that would go towards the Navy. So we see a large drop-off on the multi-role helicopters. But then also you have the Kruk attack helicopter program, and in February 2017, the government had decided to, like, downgrade that priority, saying, you know what, we don't really need this at the moment. But when the strategic defense review was released, that all of a sudden, you know, became a priority again. So that will probably be awarded sometime by the end of 2017. And that's, you know, estimated to be about a $640 million deal right there. So one of the key things that was interesting from the strategic defense review was that, you know, the Navy would acquire another submarine, and this would be 4 submarines under their Orca class program, and that would become basically the core of the Polish Navy. So, you know, the original deal was about $2.5 billion that we would see, and that's probably now going to be about a $3.2 billion program. So with the recommendation to acquire a 4th submarine, you know, again, this will become the backbone of the Navy, but the Navy has also seen a lot of delays with some programs, especially with like two programs for their corvettes and patrol vessels. Those have been delayed well out into the late 2020s. And right now, Poland only has two major naval procurements, and that's their Orca-class submarines and their Cormoran mine hunters.
Thank you, Jess. And thank you for listening to Avison on the Record. To make sure you don't miss our next Global Narratives podcast, be sure to subscribe on iTunes and share with friends and family. You can also find us at avisonanalytics.com and on Twitter, @avisont050.